This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sears leaves it up top. Morris saves it, gets it back. Sears, number 10!
Insanity. Insanity last night with the Bama game over BYU. And Mark Sears, I think, scores 33 or 34 and has 30 of those points coming off three-pointers. You just heard that. Look, man, Sweet 16 is full bore right now. We're going to get into more of the Atlanta Braves talk here in just a couple of minutes.
Good, if you want to wait, some new takes.
I was going to say, if you want to continue to weigh in on that, at 929 Morning Shift, at MPJohnson79, at SquidBilly929, you know, we're talking Braves and all things bullpen, Brian Snicker, some of the moves made. But before we get there, let's you know, rehash a little bit of last night with the you know, the first day of the Sweet 16. Now tonight you do have Ole Miss, Michigan State, in Michigan and Auburn that'll be going down at State Farm Arena. And I went to break and I was like, hey, shout out to all the Michigan, Michigan State people that are in town. I don't know why, it just feels like I know a lot of Ole Miss people that live in Atlanta, so I didn't feel the need to actually welcome them to town. But if you are in from Oxford or whatever else, welcome to town. Happy to have you. And Auburn, obviously, being just down the street, that's a whole other conversation for another day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be a good night of basketball. Ole Miss and Michigan State get you started at 7:09 right there on CBS. Kentucky-Tennessee just promises to be a majestic matchup between those two programs, Michigan and Auburn at 9:39, and then Purdue-Houston will finish it up after 10 o'clock tonight.
Don't we have a former Auburn hoops player in our fantasy, our NASCAR fantasy?
Yes, we do, actually.
Is he coming to town to watch the game?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, sometimes he sneaks around in here.
If he's stuck in town, we should meet up with him and have a cold beer.
His name is Jimbo, and I got to tell you, he has a really interesting story that I've never been able to dive in too deep with him, but he was essentially one of those guys that was like a player, but he was a manager, like kind of like half walk-on, half manager, and then they went into the tournament one year, and they needed him because of an injury. And he actually got to suit up for Auburn and play in the NCAA tournament because he had ridden the wave for a little bit. So
Florida literally had a guy that got in at the end of the game last night.
I saw that.
And he makes a basket. It was a good basket and everything, blah, blah, blah. And he they're like, oh, you know, interesting story. He was a manager for 2 years.
Yes.
And now he's made the squad, yep. And he got in, and you know, he scored a Sweet 16 bucket.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with our buddy
Jimbo.
Pretty cool stuff, nonetheless. And now a really highly respected high school basketball coach over in the state of Alabama. So another cool thing.
Last night, to me, the best game of the night was Texas Tech Arkansas. Arkansas has, I think, a 6-point lead at one point late, 72-66. Tech comes back. They end up sending it to overtime, and then Arkansas misses the game tire slash would have been a game winner at the buzzer. And Texas Tech, a 3 seed, 85-83 over Arkansas, who was a 10 seed. They will play Florida in the first game Saturday night to decide who gets the first spot in the Final Four. That side of the bracket would play the side of the bracket that's down here in the South, which is Auburn, Michigan, Michigan State, and
Ole Miss. Yeah.
And so could have an SEC side of the bracket if everything worked out on that side.
Yep.
Florida has had to play every matchup that decided who they played. They've gotten the highest seed of every one of them.
Yeah, 8-9, chalk all the way on their
UConn,
path.
Then Maryland played the 13 seed, 4 seed Maryland played the 13, Maryland won, and then the 3 seed Texas Tech plays, beats the 10 seed Arkansas. But, you know, Duke, they let Arizona back in the game, but it was kind of handily done. They didn't really have much issue with Arizona.
Yeah. I'm curious to get your take on this because you're a Florida fan. I'm a Bama guy. Which one of those two teams, Florida against Texas Tech or Alabama against Duke, do you feel better about in those given situations? Because I know that sometimes when you're a fan of a team, like, you don't feel as good. And I know that Florida is a 6.5-point favorite and Bama is a 6.5-point dog. But after Bama's showing against BYU, I'm like, you know, the fan comes out of you, especially the basketball fan of me. I'm like, the sun is always rising on the football team, but it's always setting on the basketball team. And I look at Bama basketball and I'm like, used up all their threes last night. No way they're going to be that wet again from downtown.
My grandfather, when I would watch baseball with him, he would say the same thing. Like, the Braves get a big lead, it'd be like 10-2, and they're still hitting. He's like, better save some of those hits for tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's much less, not that you're not going to go on a heater, Grandpa. You know what I mean? Maybe they're just getting hot.
I mean, so it's funny. But I always feel better about your squad, anybody else's squad.
Yes.
Because I have no skin in the game over there.
Yes.
However, I would tell you that Duke would worry me because of they're not just Cooper Flagg. They're a little bit more than Cooper Flagg. They do have a good team. And Alabama has struggled at times against the better teams. Now, they did roll against Auburn in Auburn.
Yeah, the last week of the season.
Almost at Jordan-Hare, but that probably wouldn't be right. But in with Florida, to me, I think Florida's depth is the only teams that really scare me. Now, Florida could lose Texas Tech. There's no doubt. But the teams that really scare me is Auburn and Duke for Florida. But as far as depth wise, Florida,
there's two pretty good reasons. Yeah.
Florida is as deep. They are as deep, if not deeper, than any team in the tournament.
Yeah, that'll be some interesting matchups to watch as we follow it through. I want to switch back over to the Braves really quick for the rest of this segment. Opening day loss. I was hyped up yesterday about opening day, and I'll be the first one to say it. They did this thing on FanDuel Sports Network where Andrew Jones kind of did this lead into the broadcast, and he's talking about, you know, people sleeping on you and doing all this underdog kind of stuff. And, you know, Andrew Jones, they did this whole, like, pregame video. And I was like, I mean, you're talking about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, and I'm standing up in my basement area, like, with my, you know, big TV in front of me, and I'm like, dude, I'm ready to run through a wall right now. Like, I'm ready to go. And, of course, the Braves get a first-run inning. Chris Sale gives up a couple of big hits, but it was pretty smooth nonetheless. Some interesting moments throughout the game. We talked a little bit a couple of segments ago about Hector Neris. I also want to get to the fact that there was an overturned call on Ozzie Albies on a double play that led to the Braves scoring a run. They were able to get one across.
Yeah.
There were so many moments, and that's one of them, where I felt like the Braves leaving runners on base, and we talked about that being a massive problem a couple of years ago. Last year, where the Braves were just leaving runners on base. And I knew at the time, even with the lead, when Chris Sale's still in the game, I'm looking at it going, dude, this is going to come back to bite you. You could have thrown a knockout blow with a clutch hit at any point here, and you're not able to get it across. And then eventually you have the Manny Machado situation, the Jason Hayward stolen base, at least the Albies being out of position. And then you bring in Hector Neris, and everything completely falls apart. And the storyline all offseason about the bullpen not being added to actually reared its ugly head yesterday.
Yeah, not a good outing for Hector Neris in his first outing. I will say this. I thought the bats were pretty good yesterday. And you got to give the Padres credit. They took two home runs off the board with great defensive plays. And this game could have looked a lot different. I mean, it could have been complete. It really could have been 7-4 the other way if those balls go out. So one outing is not the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, I agree.
You
got to
remember that. The reason there is outrage, and I am not downplaying it, so hear me out. Because sometimes I'll try to reason and be the voice of reason, believe it or not, and I get attacked. So here's what I'm saying. It's not the be-all end-all. It's one game. It's one outing. But I understand the outrage because it was you lose guys like AJ Minter, right? And, you know, Jimenez is gone for the season, and you don't do really a lot to replace it. You know, you feel like you put Band-Aid over a freaking 6-inch gash that you need stitches for in reality. And you just put a Band-Aid over and you're like, oh, it'll heal up eventually. But I go in and sign in Craig Kimbrell, who I do think when he gets up here can be very productive. But you let AJ walk. And now you're trying to throw out there a guy like Hector Neris, who at this point in his career, he's 35 and he doesn't seem to be the guy he was in the past. That doesn't mean he's not going to have some very good outings, but it was a debacle for him yesterday. He signed late in camp, and it looked like a bad deal, or in spring training.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
However, we can't, to me, I need people to, I get, it's constant about, well, Snitker can't manage a bullpen. Well, I would challenge anyone to go watch a manager 162 games and watch them do this for 10 years now and say you love the way you think that you would have a problem with all these guys.
Is that how long he's been with the Braves?
He took over and I believe it was like May of 15 he took over. I could be wrong.
Insane.
But I'm sure he took over in like May of 15 or June of 15. It was very, because Freddie Gonzalez gets fired early in that season.
May 17th, 2016.
He was named the interim.
He was an interim, and then he got he became full time October 11th, 2016.
There you go. So 9.
So 15th. No, he said 16th.
Yeah, May 17th, 2016.
Yeah.
So this is his 10th season, if you want to count the interim year.
Yeah.
We've seen him do it before. Look, they need depth. They can add it. I've gotten some responses like, look, the bullpen is one of the easier groups you upgrade during the season. Don't disagree.
Touche.
There's normally some good moves made. Remember the deadline in 18, I want to say, he made like three moves, AA did, to strengthen the bullpen. He got Iglesias at the trade deadline, I believe in 22. So it's not, it was 22, I believe. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that they can't upgrade this. But it is, there is a right for fans to be upset with what they saw yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. And we're going to have Grant McCauley on later on today. We've got Evan Washburn coming. Rusty Manziel is going to join us at 8 o'clock and has some really big news to share and talk about if you're a Falcons fan about some of the goings-on in Athens here recently. So you'll make sure you want to hear that at 8 o'clock. But, yeah, well, I got questions for Grant McCauley. We'll talk to him later in the show about the Hector Neris and where's Pierce Johnson and why Grant Holmes and everything else that was going on with the Braves yesterday.
Yeah, and guys, if you want to call in and tell us how you feel about it, you're more than welcome at 404-726-0929.